Finovate showcases cutting-edge banking and financial technology through a global conference series featuring short-form demos and thought leadership. Now, the conversation continues on the Finovate podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Finovate podcast. We are continuing our conversations with the Finovate Europe Best of Show winners. Again, you can find all of the videos from Finovate Europe at finovate.com/video, including Tomb, who I'm chatting with today. Richard Weston, Sales Director, is joining me. Richard, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
So for anybody who hasn't seen the demo video, again, I would recommend taking a look at it. Can you start with just kind of a high-level introduction of yourself and Tomb?
Yeah, thank you very much, Greg. And look, pleasure to speak with you. And thanks for the opportunity to tell your audience a little bit about Tomb. So I'm Richard Weston, and Director Sales at Tomb. And we are a next-generation core banking software as a service solution. So Tomb actually means core in Estonian. And our mission is to allow banks to quickly and safely replace their legacy systems. We operate throughout the EU and the UK, and we recently expanded into the Middle East. So at the beginning of the year, we raised 25 million euros in Series B funding, and that was led by Commerce Ventures. And then very recently, we announced City Ventures as our latest strategic investor. So super exciting times for us.
Yeah, a lot going on. Let's jump into the platform itself. So one of the big takeaways from your time on stage was the flexibility that you're able to offer as a core service provider. Can you talk a little bit about how Tomb structures things so that you're able to offer that flexibility in an area where a lot of other core service providers have sort of struggled?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, I feel that the real power of having a modern flexible banking core like Tomb is that we enable banks to rapidly convert their business decisions, their great ideas, into reality. So whether that's launching new products to unlock new revenue streams, expand into new markets, build on existing product lines, whatever it is, so having that like underlying flexibility in the core is what will determine how rapidly you can get your new products into the market. So we live in a fast-paced world. Consumers are impatient, and they will move to where their needs are best served, especially in banking. So banks and EMIs, they need to react super fast when they see an area for growth. And their speed to market should not be elongated because of their underlying tech not being nimble enough to handle change. And what I think resonated well with the audience watching the demo at Finovate Europe was just how configurable our off-the-shelf modules really are. The flexibility offered to our clients to create products to their exact fine-tuned specifications, whether that's multi-currency single IBAN accounts, secured or unsecured lending, credit or debit cards, whatever it is, we give our clients, those business users, the freedom to rapidly build through customization in a no-code configuration environment.
So how is that different from the way a lot of other legacy core providers are structured? Can you highlight the kind of key areas that you've been able to make some improvements?
Yeah. So as I mentioned at the beginning, we're a next generation core banking solution, and there will be an inevitable eye roll when I start throwing around next generation. So what do I really mean by that? Well, in essence, what Tomb has done is it's put its decades worth of banking knowledge from our founders and employees and allied that knowledge with the very latest technology, which offers our clients a range of benefits. So our solution is fully modular. We offer more than just core. We have main modules for accounts, payments, lending, cards, and then a whole bunch of supporting modules as well. So debt, collaterals, Nostro, etc. So that our clients can build a solution from Tomb's Lego blocks to meet their specific needs. So this has a whole range of benefits. So it makes it very cost effective because our clients only pay for the modules they use. It's quicker to deploy because we are not deploying the entire solution and the kitchen sink. It's just those targeted modules required. It's safer. Everything's containerized within its own module, and it's easier to maintain. Another part of our system, it's API first, and it's built on microservices architecture, all open source tech. So easy integration with third-party systems. Any core will need to be integrated with the bank's ecosystem. And by being API first, that becomes a less risky and faster process to do. So it also means that components can be amended without impacting the entire application. So again, increases speed, reduces risk. And finally, we were born on the cloud, and we're also cloud agnostic. So we offer a range of deployment options and rapid deployment and scalability on demand. So who knows how certain products will take off, but it, by being on the cloud, you have that instant scalability if the product, if our clients have great success in launching products. So we spend a lot of time working with banks who are fighting against legacy core systems, banks who are wholly reliant on outdated technologies and infrastructure, where making modifications or updates are cumbersome and time-consuming, or worse still, just not even possible. And the real impact of that is losing that precious time to market with products. Very expensive to maintain, and it's suboptimal service to their clients ultimately. So look, addressing legacy and paying the tech debt is never easy, but it is increasingly becoming essential. So where we have seen great success is where banks take a gradual renovation approach, where a bank tackles their most challenging area first, launching on a greenfield system, reaping all of those benefits I mentioned earlier, and then go on to tackle the next area, so that over time, the large monolithic legacy system is replaced, but done in a piecemeal, safe way. And a really current and relevant example of this is OP Financial Group, which is Finland's largest financial institution, who this year won the Celent Model Bank Award for core transformation for its project to transform its unsecured loan servicing, which is now being successfully run on Toom's platform.
Yeah, no, I love so much about this. And I think the idea of kind of making it piecemeal makes it so much easier for banks to think about how they could actually do this in the real world. The idea of kind of wholesale replacing a core service provider is obviously something that's going to fill a lot of financial institution executives with some significant dread, right? It's very difficult to ask. And the idea that you can kind of break it up into stages, I think, makes a lot of sense. Talk to me a little bit more about what you're able to do with OP Financial. I think that's a really interesting example. Can you give us some more on what exactly they were able to do after they engaged with you?
Yeah, it is a really good example of just this approach, this piecemeal renovation, et cetera. And it also has some really nice proof points. So it demonstrates the impact of having a flexible core to launch and service loans. And what they were able to do was run a successful implementation project with just a handful of tech specialists in partnership, of course, with Toom's implementation team. So a very lightweight implementation project. But the most incredible thing is they were able to reduce the time between onboarding of a new client to disbursement, actual money in the lender's account, down to just 5 minutes. Which is a great achievement and really demonstrates the power of having your system sat on underlying sort of flexible core.
Yeah, no, that really does underline the value very well. Another piece that you focused on a lot during the demo was the lending arena. Let's talk about that a little bit more, because I think it's important for our listeners to understand, how is what you're doing having a big impact on what banks are able to do when it comes to loan origination and loan servicing?
Yeah, as you said, so lending was the sort of focus of us for on our on-stage demo. So I guess the power of our lending module is that it allows clients to fully automate digital onboarding journeys. It allows clients to streamline the loan origination and management process. And with those two things, therefore, it enables clients to enhance the client experience. So the ability to create that easy, straight through real-time processes is what ultimately allows our clients and banks to provide great client experience. So a few advantages that we very specifically called out on stage were speed. So within our system, within our platform, you can create a loan product, fully configure to your needs, and put it into testing in just a couple of minutes with no code, or all done in configuration. So pricing flexibility. So we have amazing out-of-the-box configurability to price any component fee in seconds across a wide variety of options. So fixed, channel, credit score, period, or any combination of those things, all out of the box. And then finally, sort of functional depth within the lending module. So it's not just the type of product. We support secured, unsecured, line of credit, revolver, et cetera, or the type of schedule, in fact. So we could do an annuity, amortization, bullet balloon, all of that. But it's also the seamless integration with those supporting modules I mentioned earlier. So the collaterals module for secured loans, a built-in debt management module, and all as well the ability to run bespoke campaigns that can sit on top of all of your loans. So it's really a functionally rich module that can support a wide range of lending requirements for a client.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I would encourage, again, anybody to check out the video, because you can really see exactly what he's talking about here very clearly with a little bit of visual aid. I want to switch gears now and talk about something you mentioned at the beginning of this recording, your recent expansion into the Middle East. Obviously, that's a pretty different environment than the UK or Nordics where you've been active. How did that geography end up on your radar as a growth opportunity for Toom?
Yeah, super excited that we have expanded into the Middle East. It was a strategic decision for Toom based on many factors. So firstly, Middle East region is experiencing rapid growth, digital transformation. It makes it a very attractive market for a fintech innovator like Toom to get involved. The region has a young and tech-savvy population with increasing demand for digital financial services. So again, very fertile ground for a next generation core like us. Governments in the Middle East are actively promoting fintech initiatives and investing in building a sort of conducive ecosystem for startups, which we obviously love. And it also, the move to the Middle East really aligns with our mission to empower financial institutions worldwide. So for all of those reasons, moving into the Middle East was a no-brainer decision for us.
Yeah, certainly seems like a good opportunity, but I'm sure it's come with some challenges as well. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced when you started doing business in the Middle East?
Yeah, of course, I don't cover the Middle East region myself, so I'm not in any way an expert on it, but we have built a highly experienced team based in Dubai who are experts in core banking and specifically within the Middle East. But there are certainly some unique challenges to the region. So the regulatory environment, regulation is always a challenge for a core banking provider. So navigating that environment, the regulatory landscape in the Middle East can be complex with varying regulations and legal frameworks across different countries. So it's essential to stay updated on regulatory changes and ensure the compliance with local laws. So that's why it's so valuable to have that local team who live and breathe this. So to sort of feed back and help our tech developers make products that are relevant and compliant. Of course, Sharia compliance is an absolute must for the region. And it's something that we always knew that we would be going into the Middle East. So we have been working on ensuring that our products support financial products and transactions in accordance with Islamic principles. But the speed at which we've been able to develop that Sharia compliance really does speak to the flexibility of our product. And I guess also the sort of market entry strategy. So got to choose the right way to enter a market. So whether that's through partnerships, joint ventures, or as we've done, establish a local presence, or in fact, all three of those things, to really understand the market dynamics and consumer preferences is key to formulating an effective strategy. So yeah, that's what we've done in order to get ourselves into the Middle East into a strong position.
Yeah, no, I love that. I mean, you're absolutely right. It speaks very highly of the flexibility that you've built in, that you're able to kind of take a piece out and make wholesale changes to something in a really fundamental way without disrupting all of the other pieces of the process. So I think that's a really cool initiative. We are almost at the end of our time here, but I wanted to just ask one last question. What's next for Toom from here? Are there other geographies you'd like to expand into, ideas on where you want to take the software next? What do you see on the horizon?
Yeah, I guess so. Our recent investment is enabling us to bolster our international presence, and we are looking to target new territories in the DAC region. Southern Europe, and not, as I mentioned previously, the Middle East. But yeah, we do have other country or other regions outside of these that are on our radar, but you'll need to watch this space, Greg.
All right, will do. I'm sure we can expect great things. Congratulations again on your win at Finovate Europe for Best of Show. Thanks again for taking the time to chat with me, and very curious to see how it all comes from here. We'll be watching very closely.
Thank you very much, Greg.
The Finovate podcast is produced by Informa Connect in association with Provoke.fm Media. Check out Finovate.com for information on Finovate's upcoming shows and to learn how you can get involved. The discount code Finovate Podcast will save you 20% on tickets to all of our events. And you can email us at info@finovate.com for information on sponsoring, speaking, or demoing. Thanks for listening.